Hey everybody, what's up? Obviously this episode is coming at you as late in the month as, almost as late in the month as possible. Anyway, it is because I have had a lot going on both personally and professionally. All of it's good, but it's been busy. As I mentioned last time, Megan and I are in the process of renovating upstairs as we get ready for our third kiddo to make her appearance in September. I'm also really enjoying the work I'm doing with WDS. I'm working on neat projects with some really great people, and that's always a great thing, right? And the challenge that I love that comes with solving interesting problems within the context of WordPress. Also, since last time, I had the opportunity to be on a podcast with Cal Evans. Some of you may know them from the PHP community. You can find him on Twitter at Cal Evans. And he, the podcast I was on is called Voices of the Elephant and our LFPHPN or, you know, whatever the cleverness of the title. Whenever that's live, I'll share it on the blog. But I got a chance to talk about what it's like to work in WordPress and applying software engineering techniques within that context, which if you're listening to this podcast, you know that that's something that I enjoy doing. I also had the pleasure, really the honor and the pleasure of writing the foreword to his book, which goes in depth about the WordPress REST API, rather. And once that is released, I will make sure to cover that on my blog as well. Now, since the last episode, not much else has really changed, at least as far as the blog or the podcast or anything like that is concerned. I have had a hard time getting back into the rhythm of publishing regularly, but that's something I'm looking to do in August. If you've followed my blog for any period of time or even listened to previous episodes of this podcast, you know that every 3 months or so, I try to take about a month off of social media to focus on other things. And right now it looks like August is going to be that month. I want to focus more on writing and this podcast as well as some other things, which I'm going to talk about a little bit later. One of the things I had to do this last month, I had this opportunity to attend the JavaScript for WordPress conference with some fellow engineers at WDS. And in addition to the time spent there, I have been planning a list of courses that I want to take regarding JavaScript and React and things like that. And once upon a time, earlier in my career, I was heavily into JavaScript. In fact, one of my favorite books was by Douglas Crockford called JavaScript, The Good Parts. And although I still enjoy the language, I need to brush up on it and I need to do a deep dive into React. And I'm planning to blog about all of that more than usual. I'm actually going to talk about that later in this podcast. But as far as other interesting things are concerned outside of work and things like that, like many of the rest of you Netflix subscribers, we binged Stranger Things as soon as it released earlier this month. No spoilers or anything like that, but I did really enjoy this season. There's also a great podcast that goes behind the scenes of the show. So if you watch season two, they did a Beyond Stranger Things. I believe that's the name of the show for season two. There's a podcast called Behind the Scenes of Stranger Things, and it's also produced by Netflix. It's like four episodes long, something like that. It's fun to listen to if you are into that. And that's something that I've always enjoyed doing, regardless of if it's a show or a movie or whatever. And it's also a lot of fun to be living in an area in which they're filming shows like Stranger Things and like The Walking Dead and stuff like that. On Instagram, I happened to share a couple of shots of the local mall that they turned into StarCorp. So if you are an Instagram creeper or you care anything about that, you can check that out. But really, as far as personal and professional stuff, that's what's been going on. I'm really busy at work, which is great. And I'm really busy outside of work, which is also great. But that's it. So let's get into the actual show.
Have you ever wondered what XDebug is or how to use it? If you have, I'd like to tell you about a screencast series where they dive into just that. The Debugging PHP with XDebug screencast goes over in detail how to install and configure XDebug for your local dev environment. It covers installing XDebug for the popular dev environments Trellis, Valet, and MAMP. It also covers using XDebug with two IDEs, PHP Storm and Visual Studio Code. Over and above installation and configuration, the series dives into how XDebug actually works, as well as how to effectively use it within your IDE. If you've ever wrestled with how to use XDebug well, go to wpdebugging.com/tom to get 20% off this series and level up your development skills today. Once again, that's wpdebugging.com/tom to get 20% off.
What are your thoughts on WordPress 5.0 and the Gutenberg editor?
This is a question that came in some time ago. Obviously, since we're at WordPress 5.2.2 at the time of this recording. But here's the thing. I've been in WordPress long enough to know that whenever something new or just if there's a major change that comes along, it takes a little while for the proverbial dust to settle before any type of charged discussion or maybe any kind of calm discussion can happen. Maybe that's a better word. I think there's a lot of charged discussion that happens from the outset. So now that we're a few months out, there's been several iterations of both WordPress and the editor. I'm ready to share my thoughts, but I will go ahead and provide a disclaimer that I'm going to try to stay as purely technical or as developer-oriented on Gutenberg as possible. So if you're looking for some type of hot take or some opinionated rant one way or the other, this podcast or this episode is not for that. First, coming from the aspect of a blogger, I am still not using Gutenberg on my personal site, but this is because there are a number of things that it will affect, and I want to make sure I have adequate time to manage and to handle that. Secondly, I'll be honest, I've been impressed with the degree of iteration on Gutenberg since it's been released. But from a developer's perspective, I'm primarily interested in the technologies that are behind it, namely React. So when it comes to development, my perspective has turned into something like this. And this is high-level developer stuff. This is not just with regard to Gutenberg. Until a new technology is out for longer than, say, a couple of years, and it's been adopted by a significantly wide array of people, I'm very hesitant to adopt it. Now, obviously, Gutenberg is something that has not been out for several years, but React has been, and it's clearly at a point where a lot of people have adopted it. And similarly, you know, 10 years ago, we were looking at the same thing with jQuery. At the same time, there were other libraries like Prototype.js that we could look at, and it's very hard to determine whether or not to use something until it's been hammered on a little bit. React has been, and now it's in WordPress core. So trying to bring things full circle, React is a technology that I don't think is something WordPress developers or engineers working with WordPress can ignore or put off any longer. Now, in terms of what we need to learn, this means that we have our work cut out for us, right? JavaScript is something that we need to be fluent in, arguably as much as PHP, some may say. I definitely don't focus on the front end. I tried to do a little bit of all of that early in my career, but I am far more interested and better with working with backend languages, technologies, methodologies, things like that. And JavaScript kind of bridges the gap, but that's about as far as I will take it when it comes to front end. And similarly, since JavaScript is something that we need to be fluent in, React is something that we absolutely must understand and learn. And I say that because the classic editor is going to go away eventually, and I'll come back to that in a minute. But rather than let, say, the social atmosphere that still hovers around Gutenberg influence why you should or should not look to it, why not look at it as a learning opportunity? It is here to stay. This is how people are going to be writing using WordPress moving forward. On top of that, there are people who I have met personally who use WordPress just as an end user and publish with it, and they want it. They like the way that it works. They see how it bridges the gap or it brings it closer to editing live content. And that's a big deal for people who write for a living or who write who are big into online publishing. And taking a step back out into React a little bit, this is something that allows you to grow your skill set. It allows you to learn a new technology, and it allows you to work on things not only within WordPress, but also outside of WordPress. Now, that's not really the focus of this podcast, but yeah, that's something that I think it carries merit. It carries weight that it helps to diversify your skill set so that you can do things both within WordPress, being on the edge of technology or on the newer technologies and things like that, but also working in things that are not necessarily in WordPress if that is something that you want to do. Next, I personally think that bringing this particular technology into the core of WordPress is a smart move. It's a smart move to also continue supporting the classic editor for a while, especially while the development community grows, learns, and matures a bit so that we can continue contributing WordPress to the highest degree possible and, fingers crossed, with highest quality possible. I would say that it's an exciting time to be working in WordPress, if for no other reason that we have a new solid technology built into core that allows us to learn something new and to begin expanding our technical ability. And when's the last time that we really had an opportunity to do something like that? When you look back at the evolution of WordPress, not a whole lot has changed in terms of, let's say, with the exception of style sheets over the last few years. I mean, we've really had jQuery, jQuery UI, if you bring those components in. We've had PHP. And some of us, even though we enjoy the new features of PHP 7 plus, some people are still having to use legacy versions. So I think that, and I understand that. I understand the need for backwards compatibility and the slow move forward. But as I've talked about in other podcasts, there's no reason, or episodes of this podcast, there's no reason why you can't use PHP 7 and newer features of that language. But it's still PHP. And here we have something completely new. I mean, this is completely different than anything we've had introduced into WordPress in a long time. So my personal take on it, now that people have calmed down a little bit about the change, and I get it, people dislike change, and I get some of the reasons why people were hesitant to adopt Gutenberg. I mean, like I said, I'm not even using it on my personal blog yet. That doesn't mean I'm not using it in other projects. I'll talk about that in a moment. But it's something that is now in WordPress, and it's going to allow us to grow as developers, and that's something that's really exciting. Now, I guess from a development perspective, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the nature of iterations, working on the editor, its release, and things like that. And really, I don't have a lot to go into regarding that, other than I do like the fact that it's being quickly iterated upon. And I love the fact that there are a variety of courses and there's a variety of material out there that are already teaching us how to build things for the new editor. And also, I think that it's important to remember that as engineers and developers and people who are providing services for other people, the work that we do is helping other people solve their problems. So yeah, it's easy to get frustrated, or it's easy to dislike change or whatever. It's easy, you know, there's all these reasons and all these things that you can come up with regard to why you may dislike it. And that's fine. And sometimes it can be justified, and sometimes it doesn't bother people. But I think that as long as you remember, or as long as you think of it in terms of the ability to grow your skill set, the fact that it's a new technology that's been introduced into WordPress, and that's a big deal for the first time in, what, a decade or so, and that it's something that's going to provide a service to people who really want this. They want the ability to write something and write it in such a way that it helps to close the gap even more so from how their site looks to the content that they write. If you keep those three things in mind, I think that it can help frame an attitude, or at least a perspective around approaching Gutenberg-based development, or just React in general. I know that's a long answer, but there's a lot to cover regarding the new editor, right? I mean, this is something that it doesn't even really get into the deep technical aspects of it. This is just a really high level of it. And it doesn't talk about the social aspects of it. And that was something that many people followed throughout the time that it was being rolled out and released. And like anybody, I have mixed feelings about it, but I'm not convinced that it matters that much. And here's why. First, anyone who's been involved in any technical community for a while is no stranger to change and the fact that this kind of stuff happens. I've seen it happen at least two times before that I can think of immediately. And secondly, as the editor's rolled out, it's going to be the new standard. So we need to learn it and we need to move forward. So in my mind, like, what else is there to discuss really? So if I'm being honest, the challenge of learning something new in the context of this platform, like I said, is exciting. And that's where I'm going to leave it. Remember, if you have a question, you can always submit it on this podcast's homepage at tommcfarland.com/podcast, and I will do my best to answer it at some point, whenever it's in the queue, or sometimes I'll just jump things ahead depending on how relevant I think they are. As per usual, I will have the show notes out shortly after this podcast episode is released, and you'll be able to find them at tommcfarland.com/podcast-episode-7. I want to thank this month's sponsor. I highly, highly recommend checking out WP Debugging. This is something that I've written about before. This is something about that I think anyone who is a professional developer needs to understand how to do. And the fact that they've been so gracious to extend a promotion or a coupon code for you is awesome. And if you're interested in things like Visual Studio Code or in PHP Storm or using more advanced or more modern workflows with WordPress like Trellis, I highly recommend checking it out. So if you missed the ad earlier, check it out before the question. And then for next month, it's August. It is going to be brutally hot here in the state of Georgia. It's the worst month of the year, in my opinion. But it's the last month before my daughter comes. So my third daughter comes. So I'm quite excited about that. And I appreciate all of you for tuning in and listening. Please continue to submit your feedback and questions online. And I look forward to see you on the web. And if you want, please mention this to your friends, coworkers, parents, whatever. I don't care. Just get the word out about it, and I'll keep recording them. So I look forward to recording next episode, and I hope that you have a fantastic remainder of July.